Morning. We're back in John again. John chapter 11 this time. We've got a great story about Lazarus. It's one of my favourites. John chapter 11. John chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." And when he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. And then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "But Rabbi," they said, "a short while ago the Jews tried to stone you, and yet you're going back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees by this world's light. It is when he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light." After he had said this, he went on to tell them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better." Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought that he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I'm glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Then Thomas, called Didymus, also said to the rest of the disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him, "I believe that you're the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." And Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Therefore, many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did put their faith in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. We pick things up in John 11 sometime after another visit to Jerusalem in chapter 10, which resulted in the Jews trying to kill and arrest him after he made himself equal with God. What's new, I guess? But this is the context. It's ratcheted up the tension between the Pharisees, and Jesus has been ratcheting up, and he had to slip away from Jerusalem in chapter 10. And he slipped away somewhere far away from Jerusalem, somewhere far away from Judea. And many people are coming out to him there as he continues his ministry and putting their trust in him. But in chapter 11, something happens which causes Jesus to move on again. We don't know how long he's been out here in the country, but he gets word that his friend is ill. Verse 1 again, a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. And we meet here a family who are really close to Jesus. Mary and Martha seem to come together a lot. I keep getting them mixed up, so you might have to correct me as I go through and say Martha said, it's actually Mary said. But these are the sisters who had Jesus in their home, and while Mary was listening to Jesus teaching, Martha was the one busy stressing in the kitchen, complaining that her sister wouldn't help. And as John reminds us, this is the Mary who famously poured perfume on Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And here these sisters who are devoted to Jesus have a brother, Lazarus, who is really, really ill. And he doesn't just have a cold or a dose of the man flu, he's on his deathbed. And so these sisters send someone to Jesus to tell them that their brother Lazarus is sick. He couldn't just text someone then. They had to send a messenger the whole way out to where he was, which was several days' journey away. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. Your friend Lazarus is ill. And the implication is he needs you. We need you. Will you come quickly and heal him so he'll get better? That's the whole point of sending the messenger. They know Jesus can heal their brother, and they're asking him to come and do that. But Jesus' response is puzzling. Verse 4. When he heard this, that Lazarus is sick, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Jesus says that Lazarus' illness will not end in death. Notice he doesn't say Lazarus will not die. He says that the end of the illness will not be death. And he says there's a purpose to it. It's for God's glory, so that God's Son, Jesus, may be glorified through it. You see, Jesus is saying there's a reason Lazarus is sick, and the reason is so that God will be glorified through what Jesus does. Now, you would assume that might be through Jesus dropping everything and running to Bethany to heal Lazarus. But he doesn't. He doesn't go quickly. His friend is sick, but he doesn't drop everything. He doesn't even go the next day. He stays where he is 2 more days. Jesus loves Lazarus, yet when he heard he's sick, he stays where he is. So what's going on? Well, it might make things even more confusing, and at the same time help us understand what's going on, is that the yet of verse 6 can also be translated so. So if you've got like a newer NIV, a past 2011, or some other translation like the ESV, it will read more, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, so when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. You see, Jesus doesn't just stay where he is two more days, despite the fact that he loves Lazarus. As if maybe despite that he delayed. John is saying it's precisely because Jesus loves Lazarus, Mary and Martha, that he stays where he is for two more days. That's puzzling, isn't it? And the reason he stays two more days, John says, is because he loves Lazarus. You would think his love would motivate him to get to Bethany as soon as he could, but he stays two more days. But listen, it doesn't seem to make sense until we listen again to what Jesus is saying about the reason for what Lazarus is going through. It is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. See, the purpose of Lazarus' illness is so that God's glory will be revealed through Jesus, so that people will know that Jesus is God's Son. You see, what Jesus knows that what's best for Lazarus is not a speedy recovery, as we might think, but what's best for Lazarus is that he sees the glory of God in Jesus. The best thing for Lazarus is not healing and relief from his pain, but he sees that Jesus is the Son of God, and so Jesus stays where he is two more days. And when the 2 days are up, verse 7, he says to the disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "But Rabbi," they said, "a short while ago the Jews there tried to stone you, and yet you're going back." The disciples are flabbergasted. Why would you go back there? We've just left Jerusalem in fear of our lives. It seems that they thought Jesus didn't go when he heard about Lazarus because they knew it would be a suicide mission to go anywhere near Jerusalem. Bethany was less than 2 miles away. Even on foot, that's kind of close. But Jesus responds to verse 9 and 10 kind of confusingly. He talks about there being 12 hours of daylight, and a man will not stumble, for he sees it when he walks by day, will not stumble, for he sees this world's light. And what Jesus is saying, there's still time in the day, there's still work to be done. Despite these death threats, I've still got work to do, and so do you. And then he says plainly in verse 11, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to wake him up." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better." Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. You see, people use a lot of different phrases to say someone's died, but try to kind of soften the blow. They've passed away, they've gone to a better place, not with us anymore, maybe fallen asleep. That's how Jesus uses it here, another way to say Lazarus has died. But it's not a phrase he uses by accident. He says Lazarus has fallen asleep because he's trying to indicate how temporary this death is. The death isn't permanent because, do you remember what Jesus said in verse 4 about his illness? "This illness will not end in death." Okay, so Lazarus has died, but it's only temporary. The end is not death. His disciples are well confused. Maybe you are too. So he says it plainly, verse 14. "Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I'm glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Yet again, here's the confusion about the two-day delay even more explicitly. Jesus, who has the power to heal the sick, says that he's glad he wasn't there to heal his friend, who he loves and is now dead. Why? Well, he says, for your sake, the disciples, "I'm glad I was not there, so that you may believe." You see, Jesus' delay was not just for Lazarus and Mary and Martha's sake, but for the disciples' sake too. He was glad he was not there, so that they would believe, so they would see the glory of God revealed in Jesus and believe. Confused? So were the disciples. Verse 16, they don't really see what he's going on about. So verse 16, then Thomas, who's also known as Didymus, says to the rest of the disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." You see, they think Jesus is going to the funeral. Jesus says a lot of things that the disciples don't really get and kind of wash over their head. And they just think Jesus is talking confusingly again, and he's just going to the funeral to his friend Lazarus. But the funeral's less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and that's where all the people are who want to kill him. So it's a death mission, but Thomas says, "Let us follow him, even to death. You know, I think I owe it to Thomas to point out that this is the same Thomas who is nicknamed Doubting Thomas, because he was the one who wouldn't believe Jesus had risen from the dead until he saw him with his own eyes. Here we see a different side to Thomas, a disciple willing to follow Jesus to his death. I think people are sometimes a bit hard on Thomas, but we'll get to that when we get to John 20, maybe in a year or two. But anyway, Jesus makes his way to Bethany, and when he gets there with his disciples, Lazarus has already been dead for 4 days. Verse 17. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you what you ask." Mary hears that Jesus is on his way and runs out to meet him before he enters the village, and she's distraught. She knows Jesus could have healed Lazarus. "If only you'd been here. If only. You could have healed Lazarus. He'd be with us today." The funny thing is that Jesus was glad he hadn't been here. Mary says, "If only you'd been here." Jesus told his disciples, "I'm glad I wasn't there." He has the tact not to say that to Martha, though, because in this private conversation outside the village, Jesus comforts her in her grief, and he says to her, verse 23, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. See, Mary and Martha both believe that on the last day, that those who were faithful believers in God who had been following him would be raised up at the end of history. That's what most first century Jews would have believed. And she thinks that Jesus is just comforting her, reassuring her, this is not the end. But Jesus is promising more than that. He's promising to raise her brother from the dead. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." Do you believe this? See, Jesus is saying to her, he has the power of a life and death. In him there's resurrection, in him there's life. He can give it to who he chooses. Martha believes God will raise people from the dead in the last day. Jesus is telling her God will do it in and through him. You see, Jesus is the one who will raise the dead at the end of history. And he's the one you need to follow, he's the one you need to believe in if you're to have eternal life. Do you believe this? Jesus is the resurrection and the life. The one who lives in me will live even though they die. Yes, you'll still die, there'll still be a funeral, but Jesus will raise you up on the last day and you'll live with him in heaven. And what about the other part of the statement, "whoever lives by believing in me will never die"? That's to say this new life that you get will last forever. You'll still die physically, but when Jesus raises you from the dead, that life will last forever. Death will not have the final say for those who believe in Jesus. Do you believe that? Because if you do, even though you die, you'll live. You'll be with Jesus in heaven, on the last day he'll raise your body from the grave. But the only way for that to happen is to believe in him, that he's the Son of God. Jesus asked the same question of Martha, and she said, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." I wonder, could you say the same thing? Well, after this conversation, Martha goes back to the village and gets her sister, verse 28. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." And when Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now, Jesus had not entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." another, if only, the same thing Martha has said, if only you'd been here. It's the kind of thing that is often said in grief, if only we'd done this, if only we'd got there sooner, if only you'd been here. She's distraught and in tears at his feet. And when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Both of these people are right. See how he loved him. Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Yes, he could have. But for a moment, let's just, as an aside, think, in this moment, Jesus is going to raise Lazarus from the dead. But as he stands there and sees the pain that the sisters are going through, he weeps. And it's a reminder to us that, you know, Jesus does, he feels our pain. And even though he knows in the end Lazarus will be raised from the dead, he weeps with them at his death. You see, when a Christian dies, we have that confidence and that hope that they're with God in heaven, that their body will not stay in the grave forever, will be raised from the dead on that last day, but we still weep. We still mourn what has happened. And the Jews see Jesus weeping and say, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept him from dying? You see, the scene around Jesus troubles him and moves him to tears. The reality of Lazarus' death and the pain and mourning of his sisters deeply affect him. And yet the onlookers are right. Jesus could have kept Lazarus from dying. That's why the sisters are so distraught. Lord, if only you'd been here. That's why we are so confused. Because Jesus delayed his coming by 2 days, purposefully. He delayed his coming and let Lazarus die. But remember verse 4, the sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. You see, Lazarus had to die so that Jesus could raise him from the dead and show both Lazarus and the sisters and the disciples and us God's power and glory in himself. That's what Jesus came to Bethany to do. He didn't come for the funeral. He came to bring Lazarus back to life so that everyone would know that he's the Son of God. And so verse 38, Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there's a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. See, Martha probably thinks Jesus is just caught up in grief. He wants to see Lazarus. But rolling the stone away from the tomb is like digging up a grave. Lazarus has been there for 4 days decomposing. But Jesus has come here to bring Lazarus out of the tomb. So he says, verse 40, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. With 3 words, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus, come out. Some people have suggested that if he hadn't named Lazarus, maybe everyone might have come out of the tombs, but it was only Lazarus who was being raised today. Lazarus, who's been dead in the tomb, decomposing for 4 days. Jesus calls into the tomb, and out he comes, bound with his clothes. imagine what it must have been like to have been there. Everyone knew Jesus could heal people. I mean, that was amazing enough, but it was kind of, you know, understood, acceptable. But to raise the dead, that's a whole new level. I don't know about you, I got stacks of questions about, you know, what was going on in people's minds. What was this experience like for Lazarus? Do you know? I mean, what was he thinking? But we're not told any of this. All John's interested in is telling us that Jesus called out, "Lazarus, come out," and out he comes after 4 days in the grave. You see, Jesus is showing that he's not just a miracle worker. He's not just a good doctor or someone with few healing powers. He is complete power over life and death. He has God's power over life and death because he is the Son of God. Do you remember what Jesus said at the start? This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. The whole point of Lazarus becoming ill and dying was so that God's power could be revealed through Jesus as he raised Lazarus from the dead. So that Lazarus and Mary and Martha and the disciples and you and I could see and believe that Jesus really is the Son of God. God himself with all the power and authority that God does. And he wanted them to see this because he loved them. You see, that's why Jesus waited 2 days when he heard Lazarus was ill. Because if he hadn't waited, if he got there before Lazarus died, Mary and Martha, as Mary and Martha wished he'd been, Lazarus would have been healed. And they wouldn't have seen the power of God revealed in Jesus raising him from the dead. You see, Jesus doesn't always answer our prayers the way we want them to. Mary and Martha want him to come quickly and heal their brother. But he's more interested in our faith than in our comfort. He's more interested in our salvation, in our believing in his name, than on our personal circumstances. Yes, he's concerned about that, but he knows that what's more important is what happens to us after we die. He knows what's more important is our belief in him and our faith. And if he hadn't have waited, they wouldn't have seen this. And his disciples wouldn't have seen this. That's why he said to them, "Lazarus died, and for your sake, I'm glad I was not there." Because Mary and Martha and Lazarus need to see the glory of God revealed in Jesus. They need to see Jesus, the power over death, that Jesus is the Son of God. And you might think that wasn't worth it. That was some ordeal they had to go through. Remember Jesus said, verse 25, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies." You see, it's vitally important that we believe in Jesus, that we see his glory, recognize who he is, and believe in him, so that we can have life in his name, so that even though we die, he will raise us up on the last day. So where do you stand? We finished our reading at verse 45. "Therefore many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done." Two types of people. Both saw the miracle. Both saw what Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Many believed in him and received eternal life. But there were some who saw him raise Lazarus, but were only interested in telling tales to the Pharisees, who hated him already, and who then decided to kill him off. You see, it's possible to see the miracle, to actually even be there and see it, but still not see the glory of God. Jesus told Martha, "If you believe, you will see the glory of God." These people saw the miracle, but they didn't see God's glory. They didn't see Jesus as the Son of God, sent by God from the Father. they were just more interested in stirring up trouble for him with the Pharisees. Jesus said to Martha, verse 26, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. Whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this account that John has given us of the resurrection of Lazarus through Jesus' word. And we pray that you would impress upon us just the glory, your glory that has been shown through Jesus doing this. We pray that we would see that. For those of us who are believers, that we would be once again amazed by it and take courage by it and have our faith renewed in Jesus. And for those who do not know him, for who do not believe, we pray that those here would hear and think over these things. We see that Jesus is the power over life and death, that Jesus is your Son, and that they might believe in him, and believing have life in his name. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, John.